Good morning. It's April 16th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's topic is showers. And I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing, and I will send down the showers in their season. They shall be showers of blessing. Ezekiel 34:26. So, have you had a shower today? Do you usually shower in the morning or the evening? Showering, in fact, is such a normal part of North American culture that one can assume if you are anything but homeless, you've likely showered in the last 24 hours. Even the homeless have public facilities available to them to shower should they choose to do so. And honestly, is there anything better than a hot shower, either in the morning to get the stiffness out or after a workout to wash away the sweat and get back to feeling fresh and clean? The feel of the spray on your exposed skin, coursing through your hair, tingling on your face, it's all just so awesome. I've been involved with an organization called Water is Basic for several years now. The nonprofit concentrates on well digging and delivery of purification systems, including portable personal ones, for distribution in South Sudan. Not only is that part of sub-Saharan Africa continuously war-torn, but literally hundreds of thousands of people have no or extremely arduous access to fresh water. As in other underdeveloped areas of the world, women may walk many miles carrying water jugs back to their villages, from whatever source is nearest. Even then, the water source is often contaminated with human and animal feces, and a potential source of diarrhea, cholera, dysentery, typhoid, and even polio. Globally, 1.8 billion people have access only to water that is contaminated with raw sewage. It is estimated that 500,000 people die annually from dehydration secondary to diarrhea. Believe me, that hot shower you take at least once a day has never been experienced by millions and millions of people. There is a reason the word shower has pleasant connotations for man. Shower implies light rain only, but enough to nourish the new growth of spring. Rain, on the other hand, may be associated with devastation and flooding in many monsoon areas of the world. Christians often speak of being showered with blessings, and we all know what it means to be showered with love and affection. But we also speak of being flooded with troubles, and when it rains, it pours. Scripturally, showers are a good thing. We as Christians believe that all good things are gifts from above, James 1:17. And showers, of course, come from above and bring life-giving fresh water for drinking, for crop irrigation, and for bathing. A big part of our faith involves gratitude. We are indeed grateful for the grace that allowed us to be saved while still sinners through the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But we should also follow Bing Crosby's lead when we can't sleep and maybe count our blessings instead of sheep. Every day when you get into that shower and adjust the flow and temperature to just your liking, keep in mind those people that are walking miles round trip in the heat to hand carry heavy containers of feces-infested water for drinking, cooking, and bathing. And while you're thinking about it and hopefully praying about it, remember that faith without works is dead. Do something to help. If you want to do what I do, then get online and donate at waterisbasic.org. It's hard to lead someone to the living water that is Christ when they're watching their children die for lack of fresh water. The first step toward salvation is making sure people don't die before they've even heard the good news. There are plenty of other organizations working to make water available around the world. Just Google it. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. John 4:10. Thousands have lived without love, not one without water. W.H. Auden. When the well is dry, we will know the worth of water. Benjamin Franklin. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Forgive us when we so easily forget to express the gratitude that we feel every day. Showers of pure, clean water should indeed remind us that every good and perfect gift is from above. But you want us to be the Lord's hands and feet. And that means that we need to be the source of the showers that fall on the less fortunate. And we can literally be that source when we work to preserve water and to make it available to those in need. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.